Good morning. It's Thursday, 16th April. The business is running hot on yield and soft on load factor. Through 15 days of April, revenue per flight is 281,000 Rand, up nearly 16% year on year. Revenue is up 17.6, but passengers are actually down 1.6. Yield is up 19.5%. This is price-led growth, which is the healthier kind. But load factor has slipped 3.5 points to 89.5. We are holding the network with a leaner load and a much richer fare. For context, March closed at 89.7 load factor, revenue up 12%, with yield essentially flat. The April step up in yield is the real story. On the market, FlightAware has domestic seats down 11.1% in March, FlySafair down 11.3%, Airlink down 11.2%, Lyft down 22.5%, Samair nearly halved. SAA is the only grower, up 0.6%. We shrunk in line with the market overall, but on the trunk routes, SAA is taking share directly. That shows up in the FlightAware share losers. On Durban to Joburg, the total market was up 2.2%, but FlySafair lost 9.7 points of share. SAA added 21,000 seats on that route. Same pattern on Joburg to Durban, minus 8.5 points of share. SAA added 16,800 seats. They are rebuilding trunk capacity, and we did not hold. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is the clearest internal warning. The total market on that route was up 15% year on year. We added capacity, so did Airlink, but our load factor dropped nearly 9 points, and yield is down 21%. That was not a soft market. It was a discounting response. Share still dropped 3 points. On the forward curve, April is running 2.5 points behind the booking curve. Last year closed at just over 90, so we are tracking to something softer. May is more concerning, 6.5 points behind the curve, and last year closed at 91.6. The behind curve routes to watch are Bloem to Joburg, 18 points behind on May, Durban to Joburg, 17 behind, and Harare to Joburg, 15 behind. On costs, jet fuel is flat week on week at $195. But the rand has weakened nearly 12% month on month to 1640. That is the bigger story for the cost base than the fuel level itself. It translates directly into higher rand-denominated fuel. Worth flagging, Cape Town to Nelspruit is an oddity. Capacity is up 138%, load factor down 12 points, yield down 17. Revenue is still up 70% on the capacity add, but that route is being force-fed. And on-time performance is at 92.1, below the 94 target. Two questions for exec today. First, what is the commercial response to SAA on Durban to Joburg? 9 points of share lost into a flat market is the most meaningful competitive move in the data. Second, on May, with 6 points of pace to make up, and Bloem to Joburg 18 points behind the curve, what is the near-in stimulation plan for that route specifically? Have a good one.